Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Wittenberg Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Wittenberg Fail Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your professional handicapped host, and I look like Tony Romo, James Cox. Who do I have on the other line with me today?
And then there is me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like some of the others here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you that I'm not a regular mom. I'm a hot mom.
Hot mom.
Because it is hot.
Oh my God, it's insane. It limits here in South Carolina.
It's
in Texas.
Yeah, it's like 100 degrees outside with crazy humidity, and it's like there's no wind. And I texted James earlier today and Blake that I did yard work yesterday. Oh my gosh, I thought I was gonna die.
Right.
It was so hot. But I survived.
I do love Texas, but I don't like the weather there. And I don't know which one's worse, it's Florida weather or Texas weather, you know, because they're borderline.
Yes, equator, they're both.
So, yeah, they're both horrendously bad.
Yeah, I would love to like live in Colorado in the mountains during the summer,
Yes.
and then Texas with its
And
more mild winters and the people that I love here. But yeah, from like from mid-May to mid-September, I would love to not live in Texas solely for weather reasons.
Now, does Texas actually get a winter? Because here in South Carolina, I mean, we haven't had like a snowstorm in like 25, 45 years. So, it's kind of a,
Yeah,
like a hit or hit or miss.
definitely not weather like winter, like in a lot of places that have four seasons, but we will get the occasional winter storm. But we're not prepared for it. So, a couple of years ago, like our whole power grid went down because it was too cold, things froze. But yeah, so we have our moments of not being not having great weather in the winter, but for the most part, it's nothing. I mean, it gets
Nothing at
cold,
all.
but not like cold.
Right,
You know, it's cold by Texas standards, which is probably like spring in, like
I love the
Maine.
fall because the fall starts here in October, and I love wearing jackets. So the fall is perfect for me.
Same.
And I'm pretty, yeah, okay, good.
I
I see
love
the thing.
fall. I think it's the best season. But I think that every season has its benefits, just like every location has the benefits. But there's pumpkin spice. Actually, I don't really.
There you go.
I
There
really
you
like,
go.
I'm not a big pumpkin spice latte
Yeah.
kind of
I'm
fan,
not
but I do
either.
like pumpkin
I do go to
bread and.
Starbucks on the occasion that the pumpkin spice comes back, but that's I don't really dig it as
It's
much as
not a.
most people are, But then again, I'm
Well,
not really a pumpkin spice lover,
I love like pumpkin. I love pumpkin.
Yeah.
Just pumpkin spice latte is not my jam. So we're doing a cover wars today, which I'm kind of
We
excited about.
are. We are. So I know you've heard of this guy, Michael
Oh,
Bolton.
yeah.
Who has heard of him, right?
I
And
know. I'm so excited.
I try to think about something we could do. I'm like, well, Michael Bolton's awesome and everybody loves him, and I love this long time love and tenderness. And I don't know
Yeah.
why it just passed through my mind, but I'm like, we should do a
Oh.
this is great, yeah.
Yeah, I'm here for it. And I don't think he does anymore, but he had during the 90s the greatest hair.
Yes,
He
because
really
yeah, because
did. I
now
don't
he's
know.
all
Now I'm
short.
like,
No,
is it
that.
short now?
Yeah, I guess he got rid of it. Yeah, but he
Michael
had one of those.
Bolton.
I always say that Kip Winger from the band Winger had the best teeth in the business because it was every day was whiter than snow. His teeth, and then Michael Bolton has the prettiest hair in the business.
He really, man, I'm looking back and
And Michael Bolton,
it was pretty amazing.
and I think he's still touring, isn't he? I mean, he's still making music, right?
Oh, I think so.
I
What I
think he's.
know though is like I have to say though that with his shorter hair, he
He
looks
looks
quite
good, doesn't he?
handsome with it. I'm not, and I just looked up and he's older than I thought.
Oh, how old is.
I mean, he's not like not it's just he is. James, don't look. How old do you think he is?
74.
Oh, see, I no, he's 71. I don't know why I thought he was.
I was close.
You were. I don't know why I thought he was like still in his 60s, but
Don't
I'll
cause
tell you that
my dad is
that he,
77, so I kind of,
yes, with them.
yeah.
I gotta say, he is still a very, very handsome man.
Yeah.
Just,
And
he's good looking.
I think if there were memes back in the day, back when he was starting out. I mean, the memes would be all
Oh.
over the place with his haircut,
Oh yeah.
So,
Absolutely.
yeah.
He is spectacular. All the love songs and all of that. So we're going to talk though today about
We
time, love,
are.
and tenderness.
Yeah, so, well, yeah,
Yes.
so, please tell everybody about Time, Love, and Tenderness.
So, Time, Love, and Tenderness is a song written by Diane Warren and performed by American recording artist Michael Bolton with the amazing hair. It was released by Columbia as a single from his seventh album, of the same title, which was in 1991. The song reached number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, becoming Bolton's 5th top 10 single in the United States. It was also the singer's 4th song to top the Billboard Hot Adult Contemporary Tracks chart. That is a lot of words.
Yeah.
Worldwide, the song reached number 4 in Canada, number 27 in Sweden, and number 28 in the United Kingdom. But I think that no matter what number it hit on the charts, we all know how to sing along to the song.
Exactly, exactly. And I remember why I chose this song. My buddy, Reed Outen from the band Osirin, I interviewed him a couple years back. And his band, Osirin, did a cover of this song, so that jogged my memory. I'm not biased. And I never heard this cover before, so, you know, I won't be biased. So, Reed, I'm sorry, I'm sorry if you'll get the axe for this one, buddy. If you haven't heard of Reed and his band Osirin, I'm going to tell you about them real fast. Osirin is a Canadian progressive symphonic metal band based in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Consists of vocalist Reed Outen, guitarist Salmek, I can't pronounce his first name, y'all. Salmek, he plays solar guitars, and Bob Harley, another person that plays solar guitars. The bassist Tyler Corbett and drummer Cody Anstey. Bridging the gap between traditional European metal styles and the influence of their hometown contemporaries, Osirin have a unique sound of their own, and that's true. And have you heard of the band called Queensryche?
Yeah.
Okay, so his voice, Reed's voice, reminds me so much of the singer from Queensryche, Jeff Tate, which is like the best voice ever.
Yeah. Great, Jeff. I'm so proud of you. Glad I know your name now.
Right.
Did not 5 minutes ago. See, I did not 5 seconds ago.
See, useless knowledge that me and Blake have.
Yes, I know that I'm starting to have some random knowledge that I said something the other day. I was like, oh my gosh, look at me with random music knowledge. Who am I?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, all right. So anybody who is on YouTube can watch our reactions and reactions on this video. Let me pull it up right now. And can you see this?
Yep, we got it.
Okay. So here's Osirin's version of Time, Love, and Tenderness by Michael Bolton. In 3, 2, 1.
Somehow you'll get through the heartbreak. Somehow you can get through the turn around. So baby, don't you be blue. All it takes is a little time to make it better. But not forever, no. All your tears are all gonna dry, you know. Cause someday you'll laugh at the heartache. Someday you'll laugh at the pain. You may be down on your luck, but baby, that all that's gonna change. When love puts you through the fire, when love puts you to the test, nothing can a broken heart like sound of intensity. You think your world is over, baby, just remember this. Nothing heals a broken heart like sound of intensity, baby.
Enjoyed that a lot more than I kind of was expecting to,
right?
Because I was ready for like metal and right. It was not what
I was too. Yeah,
and let's just say that the album cover picture,
like, oh my god, Michael Ball. Yeah, wonderful.
It's like a beautiful cross between Michael Bolton and Fabio,
right?
Like,
and that's the,
romance,
and that's Reed. That's the guy who I interviewed.
Oh, that is? Oh, yeah, well, Reed, you are a handsome, handsome man.
Yeah. Although he is 5'1", not very tall, but who cares? He nailed it.
I mean,
so
it's about the same height that I am. So.
Right, yeah. So I don't know if you are aware that the drummer is Fantastic Otter. Well, I'm sure you do, but he incorporated a little bit of death metal in the last few seconds.
Yeah, no, I heard that, and I have come to really love drumming. I'm learning from the great Blake Mosley more about drumming, and so yeah, I've started to listen for that more. But that was a fun song,
yeah.
It really was. That cover was
the only issue that I have, it's not a big issue. The verses were kind of like, and then the chorus hit. When that chorus hit, it was on like Grease Lightning. I love the chorus.
Yeah, no, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but the verses were like, okay, it works, you know. But
yeah, it was different than what I was expecting, but I enjoyed it a lot. So,
and I'm always amazed how bands can turn, like, because the original song, I don't think he has guitars at all, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm always amazed about how bands can take a song that doesn't have instrument in it and then incorporate it, like, you know, beautifully in it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, people are much more talented than I am and know how to do that.
Me too, because I can't play guitar yet. And I'm still learning. So of course, they see my guitar is in the closet, man. I should get that out pretty soon.
Yeah, oh, my mind just sits back here.
Yeah, yours is right.
It collects dust. It's fine. It looks cool.
It's right. Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah.
Eventually.
You know what? I was talking to someone today about how, like, I, on my calendar, like, I have a reminder to take my meds and things like that. So maybe I just need to block out. Probably there's someone out there that's going to be like, yeah, Amanda, just block out 15 minutes a day
right
on your schedule, and that just be what you do for 15 minutes. Because probably 15 minutes a day
that's about,
for a few months is I could actually
That's
play something.
Because that's what all the guitar musicians say, like 10 or 15 minutes a day. I mean, just as long as you're practicing, it doesn't matter how long.
Yeah, I have to figure out my nails. Might need to get shorter nails going on for that.
But I mean, you like your nails, right? I mean, you like.
Do
your,
like my nails?
Manicure.
It'll just be on, right? It'll just be my left hand.
Right. Yeah. So your right hand can be the nail hand, you know.
Well, and I can just
get
use
you could use one of your nails as the pick.
Exactly.
Like Zach Wilde is. You know, you could be like Zach Wilde, you know. So I don't know.
Maybe. There are a lot of things that would have to happen for that to happen, but
right.
Exactly. You know.
Okay. Yep.
So our next song.
Yes.
Our next cover is by Toto Sorioso. I might be saying that wrong. If I am, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
As good as I can get. He is a Filipino singer, songwriter, who has written hits for upcoming and seasoned Filipino artists. Toto is the 2010 Phil's Cap Songwriting Competition Grand Prize winner with his Song of Hope. I'm going to mispronounce this, and now I wish that I had tried to look this up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I should have read ahead. Wagmong Insipin. I am saying that so wrong, and I apologize. Which he proudly performed in the competition's finals. As an artist, he pursues a guitar-driven sound with songs in the vernacular. Toto Sorioso, is a recording artist signed under MCA Music, out with his debut album, Toto Ismo, which features 10 of his original songs. The album also features a country's top musicians sharing their genius in the album. Performing with his band, Toto collaborates with 3 distinguished and accomplished musicians: Artie de Guzman on lead guitars, Joshua Roeco, hope saying that right, on bass, and Rickson Ruiz on drums. You can find Toto as on tour right now in different venues, bars, and all that all around the area. So definitely, if you like the cover, go find him, because it sounds like he's got new stuff happening.
Nice. Just FYI, Amanda has had a long week. So we're gonna.
It has been a I'm telling you. I know I said hot mom. I made a decision. I'm not sure right or wrong. It was just the decision I made to, clear out some, garden beds at the lake, and I thought, well, I'll start early enough that it won't be miserable. But it was. I got really hot. So, I'm just recovering from that as well.
I guess next week, it's always better, you know.
It wasn't a bad week. It's just been a busy week.
And there are good weeks and bad weeks. But, I mean, you can't, deny busy weeks. And I like busy weeks, but not too busy, you know. So, okay.
I'm so excited to listen to this.
Okay. So, all right. I did try to find a comparable songs. And I do realize that Osirene is a full band. Toto is just one guy, but from what I've listened to it, it's very, very good, dude. And you will love this.
I'm here for whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, yep.
Awesome.
Okay, everybody. So this is Toto's version of Time, Love, and Tenderness in 3, 2, 1.
So you say that you can't go on, love left you crying. And you say all your hope is gone, and what's the use in trying? What you need is to have some faith. Shake off those sad blues. Get yourself a new view. Nothing is as sad as it seems, you know, 'cause someday you'll have the heartache, someday you'll have the pain. Somehow you'll get through the heartbreak, somehow you can get through the rain. When love puts you through the fire, when love puts you to the test, nothing. Feeling now and what you've been through, but your world's gonna turn around. So baby, don't you be blue. All it takes is a little time to make it better. The hurt won't last forever. Oh, all your tears are all gonna dry, you know, 'cause someday heartache, someday you'll have the pain. You may be down on your luck, but baby, that old love's gonna change. When love puts you through the fire, when love puts you to the test, nothing cures a broken heart like time, love, and tenderness. You think your world is over. Nothing heals a broken heart like time, love, and tenderness. It ain't gonna last forever. Whoa, whoa, time, love, and tenderness. Time, love, and tenderness.
When love puts you through the fire, test.
I'm very different than the first one.
Yes.
And maybe a little bit more like Michael Bolton's.
Yes.
But still different.
Yes.
It feels a little poppier or campier or something.
Yep. And I do love the layers that he added with the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
With it, because it sounds like like all of his background singers was him, just the layer,
right?
You know, which I love. That felt very more like the Michael Bolton version. Yeah. But I did love this one too. You know, this cover.
Yeah, I liked it. I'm just trying to
judge.
I don't know. What, James, what is your opinion?
Oh, okay. We're going to me first?
All right.
This is hard for me because I dearly love both versions. I do love acoustic versions, and I do love rock versions. I don't know.
You don't know?
Okay, yes, I do. Okay. I go with Osirian's version, not because I interviewed him, not because of that. I incorporated that because I loved what the drummer did, and I loved how it made me feel when he was going into the chorus. You know.
Yeah.
It made me more eager to hear the chorus than Toto did. And it always super surprises me when a drummer plays death metal in any kind of
90s pop song.
Yes, yes. So that was great. So I mean, love hate for Toto. You know, he was great, but his version really didn't do it for me, as one would say.
And you know, I know that you and I talk a lot about how we both really like acoustics,
stripped down
performances.
Yeah.
And so typically, like I'm here for acoustic.
Right.
It tends to be what I like. However, you know, we've talked a little bit about how like metal and rock, it's growing on me some.
Yes,
and also, you know, we've talked too about in Cover Wars, like, do you pick the cover that you just like the best, the one that's the most unique,
right?
The one that sounds the most like the original. And I've just decided it's whatever one, like, I think makes its own sort of version of the song.
Right.
Like, I don't, if it's a cover, I don't necessarily, now, like, if I'm at a wedding and it's a cover and, like,
that's fine.
I want to dance, like, I want it to sound just like the original because, like, it's a band, it's a, right?
Right.
At a wedding or something. But for these, I want something new and different. And I feel like, right, the Siren did that far more than than Toto did here. So I'm going to go with them as well. So
Toto has a whole album of covers.
Hopefully I'll have to go check some more out.
Yeah. So hopefully this is the last time we have Mr. Toto on.
And so, And poor Jeff, we don't need you, Jeff.
No. Yep.
Because we already picked a winner.
And Blake, we don't need Blake either because, I mean, you know.
No, because it doesn't matter. We already have a winner.
Yes.
It doesn't happen often that agree.
Yeah.
At least when it's just the two of us. So usually we have to bring one of them in to give the final.
I think this is one of the very few times that we actually agree on a song, right?
Yeah.
We always
which is kind of wild.
Yeah, right.
But this one is really, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I liked both, but I really, really liked Osirian's version. So I'm going to listen to it. I am going to check out the cover album that you said for Toto.
Yeah,
so
Toto has a version.
I think, I'm excited to listen to that too.
Totally,
just to see what kind of covers and what's different.
I actually want to reach out to Osirian's drummer. We mentioned him before. I forgot his name. I'm so sorry.
Is
Cody. Cody. So I do want to have him on just to ask him what made you play death metal in the 90s. That's so great.
Yeah.
I'm flabbergasted as we would say here.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah. So great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else for our listeners today?
I don't think we have a mental health minute.
We do not, because this definitely
popped out of the blue right
You know there. What? Mental health minute. It's okay to disappear for a few days or a week.
Yes.
Kind of fall off the grid if that is what you need to take care of yourself. People will check in on you and you can let them know you just had a week and it was busy and they'll still love you. So there you go.
Yeah, because we were worried.
Mental health minute. Fall off the face of the earth for a day or two. It's okay.
Yeah, because me and Blake were worried about you. We're like, where the hell is Amanda?
I was just
everything
digging up flower beds and
fun stuff.
Yeah. All the things. So awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else, James?
I think we're ready to wrap up. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for listening to the show today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you can. If you'd like to follow the show on social media, we are on Facebook, X, which will forever be Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search for When Words Fail, Music Speaks Podcast.
Yeah, I don't think I don't like X. I like Twitter. You know,
it's easier. It's gonna just for, and you still tweet, so like, come on.
Right. Yeah. Well, thanks, Elon Musk. Anyway, would you like to be interviewed on the show? If you're a musician, please reach out to us at Amanda Dolin, D-O-L-I-N, at WhenWordsFilmMusicSpeaks.com, Blake at WhenWordsFilmMusicSpeaks.com, or James, me, at WhenWordsFilmMusicSpeaks.com, or you can message us on any of the social sites mentioned before.
And please subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch interviews, music video reactions, vinyl showcases, cover wars, and more. You can find us at youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. And be sure to turn on the notifications bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded. And if you're currently watching this on YouTube, belly flop on that like button.
Belly flop.
There we go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. I love that.
Turn off.
Oh.
Okay.
Just keep going.
Yeah,
just keep jumping in the pool.
We're all belly flopping. One for me, one for you, and one for Blake. Right.
There we go.
Yeah, I got to fix this thing, but it's okay. All right. And for all of these links to find out more about us or to buy some of our amazing merchandise, we have a brand new store. Visit our website, whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com.
And if you would give my other podcast, The Mental Society, a listen, just search for The Mental Society, or you can find me on my website at thementalsociety.com. Whole lot of resources about mental health, all the places that you can find help, and even more there. So I would love it if you would check that out.
Yeah. And make sure you go to Blake's other podcast, except for this one, which is called South Carolina Spook Show, where he covers all spooky stuff in South Carolina only.
Yes.
Check that out.
It's very
anywhere
cool.
You can get podcasts. And we also want to thank again our sponsors for this episode, Bones Coffee and BetterHelp.com. Remember to use our discount code MusicSpeaks, all in word, at checkout for 10% off your order at BonesCoffee.com. They got great flavors. And then after that, or before that, go to BetterHelp.com/MusicSpeaks to also get 10% off your first month of therapy and to get matched with a therapist that is perfect for you.
And I think that covers it,
that
right?
It. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, everybody, we just want to say thank you for listening. And always remember,
when words fail,
music speaks. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.